You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast, Ben Fordham Live. And now, the US Report.
Well, there's some scepticism about a former White House aide and some extraordinary claims about Donald Trump. She claims his behaviour during last year's riots at the Capitol were unhinged, but now the Secret Service might be going into bat for Donald Trump. Good morning, Harley Carnes.
Yeah, good morning, Ben. I discounted 90% of what I watched because the hearing started off with, Cassidy Hutchinson had been an intern who said she dreamed of doing something of significance. And this, I guess, was it. However, the problem is she wasn't there. She's not a real witness. She was telling something that somebody told somebody else and somebody told her. And, one of the critics said afterward, it's like we watched a really bad game of telephone. She didn't get it right. She claimed that the president, who was very upset that he wasn't going to be able to go to the Capitol to be with those people who he had sent up there to, as he put it, to peacefully demonstrate, he wanted to be there. And the Secret Service says, no, we haven't prepared for that. You can't go there. And so she said that that she was told by somebody that he was irate and that he reached for the steering wheel of the car to try to force it to go toward the Capitol. Now, Trump said her fake story that I tried to grab the steering wheel of the White House limousine in order to steer it to the Capitol building is sick and fraudulent, very much like the Unselect Committee itself wouldn't even have been possible to do such a ridiculous thing. It is a pretty large space inside the presidential limousine, and grabbing the steering wheel might not be the easiest thing to do. These guys are very, very, very highly trained.
Yeah, she also suggested that he might have reached into the front of the car and grabbed the driver around the throat. I mean, I don't know. There were parts of the testimony that just seemed too outrageous to be true.
I don't think there's any chance in the world that it's true. First of all, she wasn't there. She couldn't really testify to it. She would never have been allowed in a courtroom. Because it's hearsay evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the definition of hearsay evidence. So it never would have come up. And unless they could get the Secret Service agent, who, by the way, says that didn't happen, and he's willing to testify to that, and the SUV driver who said that didn't happen, and he's willing to testify about it, they do say, evidently, they talked to CBS and ABC and NBC and have said, evidently, that, yeah, he was upset. He wanted to go. But, all across the time of Donald Trump's time with the Secret Service, every report we've ever had about him was that he treated them with a great deal of respect. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to think that he wanted to wrestle for the steering wheel and choke somebody who would not. I don't believe it. No, not for a second.
And Harley, is Donald Trump expected to give evidence?
No, he doesn't have to. He probably won't. He thinks the whole thing is a sham. And in fact, it does have an awful lot of the earmarks of the hoax that we watched for years about supposed collusion with the Russians. Turned out the only collusion was between, the Clinton Foundation and the Russians. But nonetheless, I don't think there's any way in the world he'd give them the credence of being there.
Yeah, well, we'll watch with interest. And as we say, I mean, there were elements of the specific evidence given that others, I think, are going to be contradicting. We'll wait and see whether the Secret Service gives evidence along the way. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow, Harley. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
I'll Harley Carnes joining us from the United States.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.